الله الرحمن الرحيم.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.
Selection of Ayatollah Khamenei's viewpoints.
همه با وجود قده سرطانی اسرائیل مخالفیم.
All of us are opposed to the cancerous tumor Israel.
وجه مشترک همه وحدت امت اسلامی.
Unity of Islamic Ummah is the aspect that all of Islamic denominations have in common.
The following is part of the speech delivered by the leader of the Islamic Revolution in Imam Ridha alayhi salam's shrine on the occasion of the beginning of the Iranian New Year 1402, that's March 21st, 2023. If we fail to be vigilant, if we are heedless, we might damage our strengths in the name of transformation. We see this sometimes. Some people care about the Islamic system. They like the Islamic system and the revolution, yet sometimes they are heedless. They become careless and damage our strengths when they attempt to do something good and reform something. We must make sure we don't damage our strengths. So keep this point in mind. If we want to prevent any harm to our strengths, we need to recognize them. What are the strengths of our society? We must correctly identify them, focus on them, and understand them. I will mention a few of them. Of course, these are very long and broad issues that the intellectuals, especially you youth, should think about and work on. Dear youth, I have very high expectations of you. Today, I will only briefly mention a small part of our strengths and leave the rest to you. One of the most prominent strengths of the Iranian nation and Islamic society is that the inner foundations of our Islamic society is strong and firm. Think about this. This is very important. The strength of the inner foundation of the Islamic system and Iranian nation. I pointed this out previously in one of my speeches, and I will elaborate on this further now.
دنیای اسلام یک نسخه امروز دارد و اون اتحاد.
The world of Islam has one single prescription today, and that is unity. This prescription exists in all Islamic countries. Nations should be united.
This stability of the Islamic system's foundation, the strength of the Islamic system's foundation, the inner firmness of Islamic society and the Iranian nation stems from faith. The people of Iran are religious people. Even those people who may not seem to completely comply with some Islamic rules have good faith in their hearts. They believe in God. They have faith in religion. They believe in the Quran and in the Imams of guidance. Our people have strong beliefs. The Iranian nation has strong beliefs, has self-esteem, and it has confidence. These have caused the inner foundation of the Iranian nation and Islamic system to strengthen. How can we recognize, see, and feel this strength? What are the signs of this strength? I will mention a few of these signs. The first sign is that the Iranian nation has overcome this decades-long chain of enemies' consecutive hostilities. Which country or revolution do you know of that has been able to resist and stand firm against the blows of the most powerful countries in the world for so many years without giving up? The Iranian nation has stood firm against a long chain of the enemy's conspiracies and schemes, against coups, against sanctions, against political pressures and media attacks.
Allah, I want to thank you. That you've done for me through all my years. I've been lost. You guided me from all the ways that were wrong. Indeed, you gave me hope. Oh, Allah, I want to thank you. I want to thank you for all the things that you've done. Guided me.